You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. .com.
Welcome into the Ivy League on this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. I'm Ben Garrett at SpiritBen on Twitter. I write and cover your Ole Miss football rebels for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of Owen 3. We're here at Riverland Roofing in Oxford, Mississippi. Riverlandroofing.com for all of your roofing needs. 662-644-4297 is the number to call for all of your roofing needs. Jared Ivy, my friend. Feel better coming off of a win than a loss, I'm sure. How you doing?
It is refreshing to come off a win. I am still so surprised that you know the Riverland Roofing phone number by heart.
Actually, the last time we sat down like this, again, I'm in swim trunks and a pullover because I didn't prepare. I'm not used to being on camera with you. I'm used to.
What would you put on if you had planned for it?
A collared shirt.
Why?
Because I have terrible swag. Like, I can't put together.
We're wearing the same thing.
Yeah, but like, when you're a third-year star Ole Miss defender, the highest-graded pro football-focused defender for Ole Miss through six games, you're 5-1, 1-1. Buddy, I'm just sorry. You can get away with stuff that I can't. I was going to Seussical Junior. Remember, Gracie was in it last week. Okay. Remember this? I'll send you the link. I know you want to see it. Okay. So, and her friend Samaya was up there, and she said, Mr. Ben, stop flossing every time a song comes on.
Do you do that?
Well, I do it just because I know they go, yeah, Mr. Ben. No, Mr.
Okay,
Ben, stop.
Okay, yeah, no, that's
yeah, it's fun. Yeah, just being an idiot. Like, I don't. It took me 3 years to floss. I'm trying to floss. Point is, if dumb Ginger Shrek gets up there and starts flossing, everybody's like, what is he doing? Jared does like, look at Jared. If you do it in a celebration, that's my guy. You know, so don't judge.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm not in that scenario. I'm not flossing for the reaction, or okay. I'm not wearing the hoodie for the reaction. I'm wearing the hoodie because I want to wear the hoodie. You know, and you wear the hoodie because you want to wear the hoodie.
You know what? Thank you for that, man, because it's true. I wore this because I like this pullover. So. And I like swim trunks. They're comfortable. So we're going to do this together.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Exactly. We're gonna have fun together. J.I.'s the man. You beat South Carolina. Well, y'all beat South Carolina, not you by yourself. 27-3. Kentucky was – let's start there, though, because I haven't talked to you since then. We didn't do an Ivy League after Kentucky. And let's just be honest. You avoided me.
You're thinking, I can't talk to Ben. I'm in my feelings.
That's what happened. It wasn't that. I we had to get back to work, and you know, we had to lock back in, and you know, we were a lot more intentional that week in our preparation, and we met a few extra times just as a unit. I think it paid off.
When you say y'all were more intentional, what specifically were y'all more intentional about? What didn't work? Because defensively, it was a good effort. 20 points is 20 points, but offensively, that was where a lot of the gripes really were. But for y'all, y'all are a team. So you go into the next week being more intentional about what?
You know, well, of course, you know, statistically, we played a great game, and a lot of guys made a lot of big plays and a lot of big moments. But, you know, 20 points is more than they start with at the beginning mm-hmm. of a game. And for them to get to that, you know, mistakes had to be made. So going in and looking and finding those mistakes and dialing in on our communication and all the small little details we can get better is kind of what the focus of the week was. Obviously, you know, we can score 3 points and win a football game. We can get a safety and win a football game, you know. So just kind of going in there, meeting as a team, just players, you know, offense and defense, and then kind of splitting off and being able to focus on our part and what we can control and not worrying about and not thinking about, so that you don't feel those negative feelings and that, you know, you don't build that, you know, small ounce of resentment or these negative feelings start to brew about stuff you can't control, because, you know, we trust those guys to do what they're supposed to do. And when they don't, they trust us to, you know, have their back, just like we, you know, are the same way. So, yeah, just having that kind of sentiment throughout the week.
It's really interesting to see the dichotomy with fans who go, oh, everything's over, you know, and then y'all bounce back, y'all stabilize, you're back to number 9 this week, you know, and you look at all the results in college football last weekend. I mean, it's wide open. So everything that we were talking about here on the Ivy League, talking champions, wherever, you sat with Lane in his office in March, and the guy said, and you said, talk about winning a natty right there to your coach in front of God and everybody, right? So initially fans, they're emotional. They lose Kentucky, they go crazy. They're like, everything is over, woe is me. But they aren't in the locker room, right? And they ask you these questions. They ask players these questions. But really, what is the emotion like? Is it like a fan? Is it, do you feel it that viscerally? Or is it very processed? You know what I mean? Like, we got to get back to it. Look, it happened. That was bad. You know what I mean? How does that work? Because you can't go out there with playing. You play with emotion, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's just like, a piece of it is just like life and just being a man is, you know, like you can't dwell on something negative that's happened and let it bleed into everything else. If something bad happened at work and I come home and I'm treating my family bad and I'm treating my wife bad, I'm treating my kids bad, like, that's awful, you know. But the fans, when it comes to this, they can act like that because their emotions don't affect the outcome of anything ever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, when you're in it and your emotions do affect it, if me saying, oh, screw this, I don't feel like practicing hard today, if that can affect it, you know, it will. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So nipping that in the bud over the weekend is probably the biggest thing, positive or negative, after a win or a loss, is the biggest thing about, you know, keeping the train rolling.
You made a really good point too, kind of subtly, but this team and its culture, and we talked about that a lot, but it's hard to see it put into practice. Well, it came really fast. Right? I mean, y'all got punched in the mouth by a good defensive team, but y'all felt like y'all should have won the game, like, left stuff out there. That's not supposed to happen, and all those kind of things. While everyone else was going, oh gosh, another We Are Ole Miss moment, y'all just got back to work and got after South Carolina, dominated that game defensively and offensively. There was better improvement too. Just like there wasn't this huge emotional swing after a bad night, I'm sure there wasn't this huge emotional swing once you got it back right, but can you tell a difference just how y'all are going day to day, knowing that, okay, it's a process. We didn't do this right. We know what we got to fix. It's not, oh God, we're not as good as we're.
Yeah, well, the vibe's always better on a Sunday when you come in after a win, and you know, after a loss, it's down, not down, but serious, and maybe a little quieter and a little more buttoned up, and then after a win, it's a lot louder and jovial or whatever you want to call it. There, I mean, that's unavoidable. You know, we won a big SEC game and it's hard to win in this league. So, you know, we celebrate as much as we are critical, and that's super important as well. But yeah, as soon as Monday hits, it's on to the next team. We, you know, Sunday, we come in here, lift, they play our game on the TVs, you know, and then Monday, the first two, three meetings are cleaning up the last game and watching, you know, all the film from the previous game. And then we have a break, do a walk, and then come back, you know, to more meetings, and it's all installed for the next week and scouting for, you know, the new opponent. So it's really quick. You know, Saturday, celebrate. Sunday, revitalize. Monday, you know what I mean? It's on to the next, but it has to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have these contained 1 week seasons. Because if you don't, I mean, you see the results. I mean, you lose games and you don't do what you set out to do. You know, I think that if the fans expected us to feel like they did and feel horrible all week and all month from this or that, I think that they would not enjoy coming to a lot more games. So, you know, we will handle the transition from week to week and you know, go out there and make it so you guys can have fun.
Standing on business, man. They don't get emotional like, you know, media folks. And yeah, what you
were saying, it's all right. It's natural.
Yeah, I feel like every time you talk about, you know, get too wildly emotional, chatty Cathy's, it's always kind of like Ben. I'm talking.
Nah.
Oh, thanks, man. What have you seen about LSU so far on film?
You know, they got a good group. Top down, it's pretty much the same team. With you know, a change at quarterback and a couple changes at receiver. So nobody's underestimating the challenge. I mean, they have guys, and we have guys. So, you know, we just are excited to go out there and have another challenge, you know, in a primetime game to go out there and show what, you know, the type of brand of football, you know, that we play.
I'm not a football expert. I freely admit that. I actually took one of your quotes from Monday at the press conference when you said something to the effect of, he can't run like Jaden Daniels. I'm talking about Garrett Nussmeier. He can't run like Jaden Daniels. No one can. By the way, Jaden is tearing it up. Did you think he was going to tear it up immediately in the league?
I did, yeah. I mean,
like, you played against him, yeah, in that 55-49 game. It was
a guy. I mean, we played him the year before as well, when we were up at halftime and then ended up losing by 3 scores. So, and that was before, that was kind of the game that really propelled him and put him on the map going into the following year. So I knew he was a stud, and yeah, you know, I haven't watched any games, but hopefully he's not taking as many hits as he was in college, and he's starting to slide. We need to get our guy to slide too, but you know, they big time guys, high emotional guys that want to go make plays and want to go be difference makers. I mean, you can't take that away from him. So no, I'm not surprised at all that he's finding success early.
But there's some crazy stat. He's the first quarterback in however long or maybe ever to pass for a certain amount and then rush for a certain amount. Mm-hmm. And he's, like I was saying, it almost interrupted you. Forgive me. But, like, he's so skinny, and you're a defensive lineman. Your job is to bring him down. And yet, even in the NFL, the highest level, gets a good Ole Miss defense, he's still evasive. Why is a dude that – is he just quick? He's not fast.
Well, what do you
– he's just little. How is he so hard to bring down?
I'm so
– Crowling.
I'm so surprised by what you're saying.
Why? What'd I do?
He well, first of all, what do you think being skinny has to do with
– I don't know. I don't know. You're right. Sonny P went and put up 12 last week, and I've been saying he's too skinny to be an edge and every down edge, and he's dominating.
So there's that aspect, and then also
– I told you I'm not an expert. I'm just asking.
The guy has elite speed, like, legit.
He can straight up run.
Like,
away
he can, like, go. Like, yeah. In the open space, like, he can move.
It's like a comparison to, like, a Lamar or, like, other guys that
he has that level of speed.
Yeah.
So, but Lamar was skinny as hell like that, too, really until his third, fourth year in the league. He put on probably, since he's been in the league, probably around 30 pounds. 30, 35 pounds, yeah.
Now I know. Heck yeah. So he's just got elite level speed. He's that dude. We know about the arm strength. But what about Garrett Nussmeier? I used your quote, and you kind of mentioned both of them. You're trying to help us out and say, all right, they're not the same. They're different. You said Gus can move a little bit, Garrett can move a little bit.
Yeah, no,
he's a pocket passer.
He's a guy who's going to sit back there and make plays with his arm. He'll extend plays with his legs, and he'll move around, and he's got enough speed to go run for a first down, and that's all you need him to do. You know what I mean? And that's what they ask him to do. So. You know, you definitely can't just let him out because he will run for a first. He's an athletic guy. We're all athletic guys, you know. There's nobody probably in the country that can't run for a first down. But obviously he's not Jaden as far as a runner. But, yeah, no, you know, kid's a good player. He wouldn't be starting at LSU if he wasn't. So, you know, we're preparing for him just like we prepared for our guy last week and just like we prepared for Jaden last year.
Bye week coming up, too. I don't really put much stock into that, but there has been injury stuff. You were banged up. First of all, how you feeling? You good?
I'm good, yeah.
You feel good? Good. Yeah. All right. Oh, dude.
Good, yeah.
Dude, popping locked it right there in the middle of the chair. It's amazing. What about the rest of the team? I mean, I don't want to ask specifics because that's not your job. You're not supposed to talk about that.
No, that's not my job description.
That is not your job. But for you, when you're out there, do y'all look like y'all are physically – is there anybody crazy worried, I guess?
I don't think so, no. I mean, we're everybody's dealing with their own little situation. You know, everybody's got their thing. But, you know, we got a tough group of guys and a lot of guys that are playing elite through their thing. So, yeah, I think we're as good as we need to be.
I talked to you in the spring about breakout guys, and you've nailed both of them. I need to give him some credit. He's a smart ass football guy. Yeah, yeah. Of course he is. He's good. But like,
I also do practice with these guys every single day.
He does, but like, he can
kind of have the insider eye.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, this man could go and scout for teams because, like I said, all right, give me two dudes that are coming up, and you went, well, Jam Brown and Suntarian Perkins. Now, Suntarian, I brought up the being skinny stuff. I say that because, like, being undersized for that position at edge specifically, that can be a deterrent. And yet, he steps in for Prince on Saturday and balls out. Where is he taking – how is he taking his game? Where have you seen in that growth where he's allowed himself to now be the player that a lot of people thought they were getting on day one? But it's hard. Everybody makes their own unique transition. So, where's he growing the most?
Well, I said this earlier in the presser, but to me – he hasn't really grown a lot anywhere because he already could do everything. You know what I mean? He already could play anywhere. He already was super strong. He already had the elite speed. So I think that the biggest thing that has changed probably is his ability to understand the defense. It's his second year in the defense as it is for everybody else. So just cutting back on mental errors and small stuff like that is probably the biggest thing. But as far as what he can do and the plays he can make, I mean, he will never lose that. He's always had that. He was probably 14, 15 years old and could have done some of the things that he's doing right now, you know, at the college level. So, yeah, he's an unbelievable piece. And, he's showing no signs of slowing down.
And neither is this guy, Mr. Jared Ivey. Now, the last time I hosted one, so many of my friends said, hey, you got to ask Jared Ivey some Ole Miss trivia because y'all players these days don't know nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is your place, man. This is where you're going to come back. This is where they're going to build a statue for you. I want to make sure. I got you, bro. I asked Keith Carter to name a toilet after me in the IPF, and he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it.
Okay, will you do that? Like draw like on construction paper, Ben Garrett toilet?
The Ben Garrett bathroom facility.
Well, we talked about buggies before we started recording bathroom facilities off the chain. I mean, is IPF okay? Are you know, everything all right? It ain't buggy.
Surprisingly, it's not great. It's not a great situation at the IPF. There's just not many, and they're very spread out. So I don't think it was built for, you know, as a for people to go to the bathroom all the time. But yeah, in the locker room there are a lot of toilets, but the lockers are so far away from the meeting rooms. You know, when you're in the meeting rooms,
yeah,
like a couple, you might have to go on a little mission.
A little side mission. All I was saying, Keith, you can name my toilet and build these guys like you got luxury, everything else. Anyway, here's your Ole Miss trivia question. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Last time Ole Miss won in Baton Rouge, 2008.
Yes. I thought that was going to be the question.
That's easy.
Because I knew that question.
That's easy.
Because they just asked me that
today. Who's the quarterback?
Who was the quarterback of Ole Miss?
For Ole Miss that day. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul?
Yeah. I wanted to give him some love this week because that's one of my most memorable games.
In 08?
War number four. Like Suntarian Perkins now. You want to venture a guess?
I only know so many quarterbacks.
Do you know any of the players on that 08 team?
On the 08 team?
Can I name some for you? You know them. Mike Wallace?
Mike Wallace.
Marshae Green. Probably don't remember Marshae. That's a little deep cut.
Oh, the only quarterbacks I know are Bo. That's Eli.
Bo, what's up?
Chad. Archie good. And Eli. Or Archie and Jackson. And
that's then, and that's Matt, pretty good.
And Matt. Besides that.
Jevin Sneed.
Jevin Sneed?
came over from Texas, right? That was one of the first things. That's back when transfers weren't really a thing. You came over from Georgia Tech. It was like this big offseason thing. Jevin Snead, yeah, God rest his soul. He started quarterback for Ole Miss that day, 31-13. Let's hope that my guy J.I. and these Ole Miss Rebels this weekend can do something too. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com or 662-644-4297. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Jared's there sometimes too. Thanks sometimes. For watching. This has been the Ivy League. He'll be back hopefully with a teammate next week because I never dressed for the part apparently. Thank you, my friend.
Try my best.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.